A sudden noise of shrill voices made him open his eyes, and, after hastily brushing away the tears, look round. What seemed an interminable stream of identical 8-year-old male twins was pouring into the room. Twin after twin, twin after twin, they came. A nightmare. Their faces, their repeated face, for there was only one between the lot of them, puckishly stared, all nostrils and pale, goggling eyes. Their uniform was khaki. All their mouths hung open. Squealing and chattering, they entered. In a moment, it seemed, the ward was maggoty with them. They swarmed between the beds, clambered over, crawled under, peeped into the television boxes, made faces at the patients. Linda astonished and rather alarmed them. A group stood clustered at the foot of her bed, staring with the frightened and stupid curiosity of animals suddenly confronted by the unknown.
"Oh, look, look!" they spoke in low, scared voices. "Whatever is the matter with her? Why is she so fat?"
They had never seen a face like hers before, had never seen a face that was not youthful and taut-skinned, a body that had ceased to be slim and upright. All these moribund sexagenarians had the appearance of childish girls. At 44, Linda seemed, by contrast, a monster of flaccid and distorted senility.
"Isn't she awful?" came the whispered comments. "Look at her teeth!"
Suddenly, from under the bed, a pug-faced twin popped up between John's chair and the wall and began peering into Linda's sleeping face.
"I say,"
he began, but his sentence ended prematurely in a squeal.